This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
As previously mentioned, JP, Eagles and Cowboys kick off the NFL season tonight in Philly. The Eagles are 8.5-point favorites in this one. As previously mentioned, did the Micah Parsons trade steal all the thunder from the NFL opener?
No. A little bit of it, though.
There's a little bit.
Because now all we just think to ourselves, so the Cowboys, they're not trying to win this year. And Micah Parsons himself shouldn't take that away from the discussion. They still have a really good offense. They could do things with CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. We shouldn't look at them like they're just dead. But yeah, so I guess maybe the answer is yeah, it did take a little bit away.
So it took a little bit away. I kind of like the Cowboys to make this a really interesting game tonight. Dak Prescott wasn't traded. CeeDee Lamb wasn't traded. I don't love what this means for the defense, but they've still got two high-caliber defensive backs, both of who are healthy now, in Bland and Diggs.
They're the most penalized team in the previous 5 years. I don't think Schottenheimer's very good at what he does. We don't really know, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's
more... Is that the problem?
In fairness, I'm thinking about this more in a one-game silo of... Week one tends to be the equalizer. This probably goes into the Browns-Bengals thing as well.
That's why I wonder if your head was just at the idea week one, crazy things happen, so anything can happen.
So again, I'm not calling that the Cowboys are going to win. I think this is going to be a really, really competitive game. And it wouldn't surprise me if some of the we're moving on, we're not talking about that last year is trying to corral the natural we just won a championship, our bleep doesn't stink. And oh, by the way, we're unveiling the banner in Philly. It wouldn't surprise me if this was a really honest. No, I'm going to go back. It wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys win tonight. And I think it would surprise a lot of people.
It would surprise me if they did. But again, I don't know. Maybe we just prescribe to that idea where it's like Bengals lost to the Patriots last year in week one. So it's like, oh boy, geez, anything really can happen in week one. And we just kind of build that up in our head. And then there'll be one game this weekend, Nick, where there'll be a massive favorite or some sort of favorite and they'll lose. And we'll be like, see, these teams just don't know how to play week one. Meanwhile, the whole rest of the slate goes 75% chalk.
I also just don't think we should be sleeping on Dak. Dak is healthy. And Dak, I get it.
I like Dak. I've always liked Dak more than other people.
Listen, I know you can't trust him in January until proven otherwise. You can trust him in September. You can trust him in October. You can trust him pretty much any time of the year in the regular season.
All right. Well, let's stay with the Eagles here. We had a report from Adam Schefter that the Eagles tried to trade for Micah Parsons this summer. Now, the particulars of the deal, we don't know. We don't know if it was a couple first-round picks. We don't know if it was 75 first-round picks. We just don't know that information. Do you think Jerry got a better offer from Philadelphia and said, I will not make that trade because it's an interdivision trade?
I would be really surprised if Howie Roseman had the best offer. Howie's so shrewd and so smart. And by the way, it's one of the ways that I think Andrew Berry benefited from being around him. Name me the trade or even the signing that Philly has made where they've overpaid. They got A.J. Brown 4 years into his career for one single first round pick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I find it really hard I think we know that there would be an Eagles tax. I'd still be surprised if Howie Roseman had the best offer.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I love the idea of Howie going through the different parts of the division and being like, oh, okay, so we'll take Saquon, we'll take Micah, we'll just take the best parts of the teams that, you know, our guys initially just absolutely hate the most of.
So this was going to be one of my stories as well. And the thing that I wanted to know is who wanted this out there more? Howie Roseman and the Eagles or Jared Jones and the Cowboys? Because you can spin it either way. It's the Eagles being like, well, we did our due diligence and, you know, just didn't come together because, you know, we're the champions and they didn't want to trade with us. I can also see Jerry being like, how can I get cheap heat? How can I get like a cheap pop from the Cowboys fans?
Yeah.
Tell them I refuse to trade Micah Parsons to Philly.
I feel like if Micah doesn't get anything out of this, really, though, because it's like,
yeah,
everyone in the NFL wanted me.
Yeah.
Who didn't want me?
Yeah. You'd have to be, and by the way, the guys that didn't want you probably are teams you wouldn't want to go to in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Omaha!
Angel Reese shared her frustration with the media this week, seemingly blasting her head coach, calling out several teammates by names, including,
jeez,
she mentioned two players.
Are we in the playoffs yet or no?
We're very, very close. We're on the stretch run there.
Okay.
And the Fever, I think, are in the eighth seed. I think that was as of yesterday. We're in the eighth seed there.
Hey, Mac, put your MacBook down for a second. He's Googling as he's
thinking. He's going.
He's Googling.
He's going.
He's the worst WNBA reporter in the world.
No. He's the senior WNBA correspondent for Afternoon Drive.
By the way, I've been waiting to drop this on you for like, it's been like a week, basically. The Saturday-Sunday telecast of the PGA Tour has doubled the very best that that Caitlin Clark does in the WNBA. The Saturday-Sunday PGA Tour, not even majors, just PGA Tour broadcast.
So Angel Reese, after blasting her teammates, spoke with the media yesterday and walked back to all those comments.
I probably am frustrated myself right now. I think the language is taken out of context. I mean, I really didn't intentionally mean to put down my teammates because they've been through this with me throughout the whole year. They've busted their ass just how I busted my ass. They showed up for me through thick and thin and in the locker room when nobody could see anything. So I would apologize to my teammates, which I already have.
Is this a successful attempt to walk back her comments?
So I'll be honest, I didn't really hear the apology, but I got a push notification last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Suggesting that everything did happen. And that's the problem, I guess, with these stories, is that we hear the first part. We don't really ever hear the second part.
I just don't like that she's quoted on record is saying exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we're actually taken out of context pretty frequently that yeah. I know the difference between, oh, I shouldn't have said that into that microphone and I should have said those were off record. See, I think that's the problem. I think right now Angel Reese would have so much more clout with me if she simply said, I meant those as off-the-record comments, but I didn't clarify that with the reporter. Then out of... No, you said...
Doesn't it make it truthful then, if that's the case? I mean, I guess she's not running from it, but...
She directly said, Courtney Vandersloot, they needed somebody who was healthy and not past their prime.
Oh, you're such a Vandersloot.
I've been one for a very long... Well, no, I'm a reformed Vandersloot. Don't get it wrong. Come on now. But no, I think it was...
It's a sophisticated way to call somebody something.
I got to tell you this. I just have never seen so much media coverage for a player who's really good, but will never be one of the two best players on a championship team in a loaded WNBA. I felt good. Felt very good.
Also, I could not refute it or say you're dead on the money. It just sounded good.
Darn right.
Omaha! Dan Orlovsky, let's play this one. This was on ESPN. He talked about the pressure attached to the Ravens. Here we go.
There is no organization and no team under more pressure than the Baltimore Ravens. At some point, we have to get past the reasons and excuses for why it doesn't happen. This is a team that has a Super Bowl winning head coach. It has the best roster in football. Their starting secondary is all first round picks, and they got a quarterback that has multiple MVPs. At some point, you got to go win the whole thing.
I don't know. It felt like a lot. I don't know that the Ravens are the team with the most pressure. Yes, they have pressure to win a Super Bowl. There's a lot of teams that have pressure to win a Super Bowl. But if the Ravens don't achieve that goal, is anything really going to change? I guess I would ask Dan, what's changing in Baltimore if they don't win? My guess is nothing.
I mean, you might finally get to the point where Harbaugh's been there for long enough. But even that feels far-fetched to say today. Maybe that's a conversation that becomes the point in January. It just feels far-fetched now.
That's a McDermott conversation. I don't apply it to Harbaugh.
Oh, it's interesting. I apply it to both. At some point, if the guy you've got there is doing great things in the regular season, but you're not consistently in the AFC title game or in the Super Bowl, you do have to you owe it to Lamar Jackson, you owe it to Josh Allen to make a change.
There's a difference there. You owe it to Josh Allen because McDermott's never gotten to the Super Bowl. Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl.
I think that's fair. That's a good way to put it. But he hadn't won a Super Bowl with Lamar.
No, won one before, which actually makes that more of a slight on Lamar than it does anything else. Like, he's already proven that he can do it.
So this might end up playing into your point, but what ends up faltering in the playoffs, it's not necessarily just Lamar, it's their approach with Lamar.
It's a lot of Lamar,
like,
though.
The weird thing where they went against running. What was the? I'm trying to think of the AFC title game where they just abandoned Lamar throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't they have a lead?
He had two interceptions in that game. That was the problem.
It's not great radio that I can't remember the exact details. Well, we're going to sidebar that one until I can remember what the hell I'm talking about. But I just find it hard to say. I think there are only two teams that don't feel incredible pressure. Actually, no, I'll actually say that. The only team not feeling pressure right now is the Eagles.
But this is more pressure? The Ravens have more pressure than anybody else?
No.
No way.
The Bills do?
Exactly.
And I think the Chiefs do.
I think the Bengals do as well. I think we can find all sorts of teams that have more pressure than what the Ravens currently have.
Well, I was thinking about the Chiefs. And this reminds me of what it was like to be in Cleveland after the championship and after you started losing finals again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Some of those years, every one of those years had unbearable points to it because it was just a simple yes or no question. Are you going to win a championship this year or not? And if you didn't win a championship, it began to feel like a massive failure. And that pressure of LeBron's legacy absolutely manifested itself in my fandom of the Cavs. As much as I loved every second of it, I got to imagine it's there for Chiefs fans too. You just lost a Super Bowl. You got to feel the pressure and the weight of, can we get back? Can we maintain this ridiculous level you've got to be in the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl every year?
I don't think they get that until they have a season where they don't make it. I mean, Chiefs fans are jaded to AFC title game appearances at this point. Like, that's run of the mill. Until that's taken away from them for a season, then I don't think they'll start to actually feel that pressure.
John Fanta, NBC Sports, huge Cleveland fan, joins just in 5 minutes. We'll talk about week one pressure on the Bengals. Is he ready to guarantee a Browns win? And which of those first six games would John actually be willing to guarantee a win on? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.